This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
What up, Mamaholics? It is me, your favoriteest host in the whole wide world. It's Mr. James Bailey. How you guys doing? Thank you for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast, HMB Radio Network. And you know what? There's a reason that I did that song by the Yin Yang Twins by myself. Smoke by myself, drink by myself, do everything by my goddamn self, for real. That's because I'm rolling solo today. No Will, no guests, just me. So we'll see how this goes. I know what you guys are thinking. But James, I don't want to listen to you for a fucking hour and a half or 2 hours. Because sometimes your podcasts go forever. You don't have to worry about that, man. I don't want to listen to myself for an hour and a half to 2 hours. So we're only going to listen to myself for about an hour. Go for about an hour. And we'll have some fun with it, hopefully. Talk about some stuff. Well, you know, I'll have fun with it. I always do. I got my weed pen here. Which I'm not sure how I like. I mean, I like weed. I like that I can smoke a little bit of wax. Excuse me, I've been drinking Red Bull, trying to make sure I stay up for this. And, but like, I got double coil on it right now. And I don't like the double coil. It's basically, it kind of looks like an e-cig, but on one end where you put in the liquid, it looks like a light bulb. And you take the top off, and you have a little porcelain cup with a little wire in it that's your coil. And that's how you put your wax on there, heats that up. But the double coil, while you'd think it would work better, actually appears to not work better. At least the ones that I've been getting appear to work worse. But I'm still trying it, you know, I'm going for it, getting with the old college spirit, see? Because I am a go-getter, I am not a quitter. So that's why I'll be out in Ybor tonight. I'll do my plugs real quick right now. Let's see if we want to do them in that order. Well, this will be coming out next Wednesday, so by the time you guys get this, be ready for me in Newport Richie at Dual Set, D-U-L-C-E-T, for America's Next Top Comic. I'll be featuring for Ron Hortman. Ron Hortman's a funny-ass dude, too. And he can, like, I've seen him do sets where he might curse once or twice, or he's a little black dude, so he gets to drop the N-bomb. But, like, once or twice, and he'll do, like, a 30, 45-minute set. And then I've seen him not curse at all. So, like, he can go clean-ish, he can go squeaky clean, which is something that I can't do. I just can't. I like going dirty, though. Like, that's just the type of person I am. I'd rather swear and curse. I don't want to say I don't trust people that don't curse, even though I did go through my whole, I don't, like, anybody that's been listening knows I went through, like, my whole Jesus Christ, I'm saved again phase. Which anybody out there listening, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. Do that. You know, I did it because I thought it would make me normal. I thought it would give me an opportunity to be normal and to be happy because I had been going through some things most of my life. And it turns out it does not. It turns out that being fed a doctrine of religion that goes against a lot of your own beliefs and views personally just doesn't feed well. Well, not a lot of them, I guess. I mean, maybe it was just a church I went to. Like, they made this big thing when I first started going, and I tried to write a joke about it. I thought it was hilarious, and a few people really enjoyed it, but the general consensus was that I should stop doing it, so I have. But I went in there, and they did this. Had this lady come in, and her story was that she had been born or raised Christian or Catholic, I can't remember. When she was in her early 20s, she met this Muslim dude. They fell in love. She converted for him. They moved around. And then She was like sick of him. She went to divorce him. He apparently went back to the Middle East without divorcing her. So technically they were still married. I've also heard rumors that it's suspicion that he was involved in terrorist activities. That's why he won't come back to America and why, like, she doesn't have an address or anything. He just kind of dipped is because that was a rumor going on in the church, but I don't know. Those people, that might have just been them going, oh, no, he's Muslim, so this happened. She might have killed him, but allegedly. All I really know is that she came, and it was when I first started going to this church, and I almost quit right then, but my dad was like, just chill. But she came in and like, told us her whole story, and she was wearing her hijab, the headscarf, not like face covering, just the scarf for the hair and the neck. And, you know, she explained why she was wearing that and everything, and then she was told us that the reason she was there that day was to teach us how to preach to Muslims, how to mission to Muslims, to get them to convert from their sinful religion and choose the right religion to get them to heaven so they don't lose their soul. And I was like, this is... The joke I was trying to make about it was that, you know, we tried this once. Christians tried that with Muslims, and it was called the Crusades, and it was really bad. Like, really, really bad. I guess they don't teach about the Crusades in school anymore, though, because... That was the part when I started talking about the Crusades, like half the people would start laughing and then the other half would just kind of like, I would see their eyes glaze over, which sucks because I have jokes that I really enjoy and that there are a few of my friends really enjoy, but for audience, and I'm not saying that audiences are stupid. There's just sometimes when like I try to be too clever and I end up not being clever at all. But like sometimes I try to talk about things that I have just a brief. Jesus, James, why don't you hit that pen again, you son of a bitch? There's things that I have a bit of knowledge on, and very specific things. Quantum mechanics is the one that I've tried this joke on. I've tried it different rooms, and it's 50-50 because I talk about quantum mechanics, and I use words like theoretically, and which isn't a big word in and of itself, but a lot of times, you know, I'm in a bar doing this with a bunch of people that are drinking who may or may not have, a high school education. You know, like, they're really smart and intelligent as long as I keep it to, you know, life things. But when I start getting really specific and random with, you know, quantum mechanics, how many people... I mean, I don't even have that great of an understanding, but it's something I'm actually interested in. Like, I don't even know... Like, so far as I can think, it's just the theory of parallel universes, and there's different theories, you know, behind that. But let me see, just what happens? Quantum? I just wonder what the actual literal definition of quantum mechanics is. The branch of mechanics that deals with the mathematical description of the motion and interaction of subatomic particles, incorporating the concepts of quantization of energy, wave-particle duality, the uncertainty principle, and the correspondence principle. So not quite... I think string theory is maybe more exactly. I'm just using a broad word. Maybe that's why audiences are looking at me. It's not that I'm using big words, that I'm using them really incorrectly, and all the audiences are like, dude, come on. All right, string theory. In physics, string theory is a theoretical framework in which the point-like particles of particle physics are replaced by one-dimensional objects called strings. It describes how these strings propagate through space and interact with each other. Oh, see, like, and then you got, like, how many dimensions are there in string theory? We're not going to have a fucking science class. We're going to skip this. Yeah, I'm going to start fucking going down that rabbit hole. Like, that's one of the things, like, that makes the internet so great, is that I can just start thinking of something. And I've done this so many times. I'm like, oh, Wikipedia is really bad. Like, I'll be, you know, watching a movie or... wrestling or reading a comic book or something, or like I used to play this game on my phone, Contest of Champions by Marvel, and every once in a while they would introduce me to like all about the Marvel comic book characters. If you're not a comic book fan, just ride out with us, you'll see where I'm going. But like I'd be playing the game and it would introduce me to somebody that I didn't know yet, they have some really random characters on there on that game. So like I'll see a random character, like, who's that? So like I'll go on Wikipedia And I'll start reading, like, their backstory and, like, their powers and their affiliations. And then it'll talk about, like, a war they had with such and such a character. Like, oh, I'm vaguely familiar with them. Oh, their name's highlighted. Push on them. Now I'm on their Wikipedia. And that just spirals down. Like, Aziz Ansari did a bit about it, where he's talking about, like, researching Joe Pesci movies. Becoming an expert on Joe Pesci. Like, I do that with so much shit on the internet. And it can be fun. It can be really fun. Then it can be costly. Like the other day at work, I was a little stoned. Probably shouldn't have been stoned at work, but whatever. It was like a fucking Saturday, and they're so boring. They're so slow. There's hardly anybody there, and I can just fuck off on the computer. And like, I was watching UFC videos. I can't remember how, but I started with one video, like somebody's highlight reel for knockouts. And the next thing you know, I've watched like five fighters' highlight reels. Like, I'll watch, like, 7 minutes of a UFC highlight reel, and then I'll do, like, 2 minutes of work, and I just alternate it like that. And that's not good, because I will get fired. I do not have enough, as much as I would love to quit my job. And it's not that the job's that bad, even. Like, it's a day job that's paying my bills. I work 9 to 5. If I need to take a day off or whatever for a gig or leave early, they never bust my balls about it. I'm allowed to make up my time so my checks aren't short. So I shouldn't talk as much shit as I do, but I sit at a fucking desk, man, and play on a computer. Like, that's soul-crushing. Like, I know there's probably however many listeners I have, all five of you, but you guys are probably, you know, sitting at a computer, too, of some sort. Like, it's one thing if you're sitting at a computer at home working on shit, like, playing around, that's fine. Because you're not going to do that for 8-9 hours a day. You're not just going to sit there hunched over. Well, theoretically, you shouldn't. But, like, to just know, like, that's what I do. I don't have a choice. Like, I have to wake up in the morning, and if I want to keep a roof over my head and, you know, be able to feed myself and my kid and, you know, put gas in my car and make car payments to, you know, be able to do comedy, which is my dream, I have to go to this fucking job. I have to sit in this fucking desk. And I have to just push through this bullshit. And, yeah, I get high a lot to do it so I can just put up with it. But, fuck, man, it's soul draining. Like, and you know, like I said, a lot of you are probably sitting at your desk at work and I'm like, yeah, this is like, the human body's not even built to do this. Like, the way we're designed, that's why people get back problems and you get a carpal tunnel syndrome and, you know, different things like that is because we're not meant to sit and like hunch over. Like, there's all kinds of, and I'm going to do it right now since I'm telling you guys about it, but just, and I'm going to Google just, sitting the silent killer. See, before I got sitting the and then silent killer came up, and it's basically just like sitting down for too long is a silent killer, medics warn. There's books and articles and just the silent killer you're sitting on. Are you suffering from sitting disease? You know, and a lot of it's going to be bullshit. A lot of it's just going to be people making up shit so they don't have to sit at their crappy jobs. Be like, oh, sitting at my job is giving me carpal ass tunnel. I don't know. Big words. But it does. Like, we're not meant to. Like, the human body is designed to, like, be out and about. Like, we're not meant to wear shoes. You know, if you look at the foot and you look at the way it's designed, like, you know, assuming that you're healthy and you have your arches and you're an active person, like, our bodies are meant to be fairly active. And that's why they stretch and move, and that's why we can bounce and we have muscles is to do shit with them. Like, we weren't given muscles just so we can lift our asses off a couch and pick up a remote control or, you know, a cell phone so we can order pizza, open the light. You don't even have to talk to people to order food anymore. Like, you can literally never say a word to another human being and still get along just fine between text messages and email and the internet. You could survive in life and never once have to use your fucking vocal cords. I mean, you might be considered somewhat of an outcast and probably be a very sad, depressing life. Or it could be amazing. Who knows? Because, like, world's not looking great. Not sure if you guys are seeing what's going on in the world today. Like, one thing I thought was a very poor indication of the way society's running. And by the time you guys get to this, you'll be able to pull it up maybe if you search it, but, like, it won't be a running headline anymore. But I went to CNN.com. I check the news sites every day, like different ones, different, you know, right, left angles, whatever, so I can try to get a little bit of both sides and to make my own educated decisions. But I go to CNN, and just one of their headlines was, it was like,
political leaders throwing shade at Obama. It's like, that's not, like, you're supposed to be a legitimate news source. That's like a TMZ headline. That's something you would see on, like, eHollywoodReporter.com or one of those bullshit sites where it's all celebrity all the time. Like, that's not, you're not supposed to see that from, like, your news network. You know, news network is in your, I mean, it's, you know, Clinton News Network. Oh, he got political. Oh, discuss amongst yourselves while I take a sip of Red Bull. Red Bull should be my sponsor. I don't have actual advertisers, so a little bit later when things are slowing down, I'm just going to list off some advertisers that I'd like. So if they hear this, they can contact me. If you guys are listening, feel free to contact me. Like, you think that, like, oh, I don't have to send them a letter telling them how much I love his show. Other people send them hundreds. You would think that. You would be wrong. No, you would be so wrong. Reach out. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what you think of the podcast. You like, if you like this one with just me, or if you want other people to offset me, let me know. You know, James Bailey, haha. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my mom's favorite podcast Facebook page, HMB Radio. We have the call-in line to leave voicemail or text messages, 813-693-2124. There's a bunch of ways to communicate with me. I'm not going to give you my cell phone or my personal email. Let's be honest. Most of you listening to this probably already have it. I know I don't have a huge audience out there. There's not a bunch of people in fucking India listening to me. Maybe in England. I don't know why, but for some reason I have about maybe two dozen Twitter followers from London or various parts of that country. And I don't know why. I'm not complaining. I don't know if they, you know, just follow me because somebody else did, or if they actually read my stuff. But if they do, I'm thankful. You know, they seem like I usually give them a follow back because I'm like that. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. I'm a whore. Try to take that drink quick while you were laughing at my whoreness. But yeah, so CNN throwing up a TMZ-like headline with leaders throwing shade at Obama. Like, that, at first I saw it and I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, are you kidding me? Like, do they have a new, like, 17-year-old editor for the day? Did somebody win a contest? Am I going to be seeing, like, tomorrow's headline's going to be Donald Trump acting so cray-cray, totes legit? And, you know, like, on Fox News, you know, you can't have that, man. You know, you're supposed to be respectable. You should, you know, political leaders are still, you know, talking disparagingly about our leader, our chief, commander-in-chief, something like that, something fucking wordy and smart-sounding, not leaders throwing shade at Obama. Should you call him Obese? People hating on Obese. Say it like that, CNN, fucking staring into it. Dip your fucking toe in the douchebag water, throwing shade at Obama. Come on, man. Like, but that's how I felt at first. And then I started thinking about it. And, like, the more I thought about it, I was like, well, I guess they're doing that to pull in a fucking younger audience. Like, I mean, but that's sad. Like, you shouldn't have, like, people should be interested in learning what's going on without, I mean, it had to be dumbed down a little bit for me. I'm sure that a lot of the shit that I read, if they were to use, like, and they were to not dumb it down at all, I'd have to be sitting there with, like, Google and a fucking dictionary app. Not even a real dictionary. I haven't had a real dictionary in, oh, wait. No, that's a lie. I have one at home. Just kidding. I don't know why, but I have like a fucking 10-year-old, 12-year-old dictionary, like a huge Webster. That's weird. But anyway, I can't fucking sit here in silence thought while I'm supposed to be recording my most intimate thoughts or just whatever bullshit falls in my mouth today. it's going to be a lot of the bullshit. Got to be honest with you. But yeah, what the fuck was I? Oh yeah, but like, so then it's like that's the direction our country is heading, where it's everybody just wants information the dumbest way possible, which I guess kind of ties back in with my joke about, you know, not wanting to have to think about shit, and like that's something that I try to do now, and maybe it's just pretentious of me to be like, nope, you have to think, you have to really pay attention. I try to make it so like, you know, if you miss a joke, but you hear the crowd laughing, you want to slip back in, like, you can slip back in. You know, I don't want you to have to think too hard. Just sit back, relax, have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Oh, that girl was pretty. Girl, this one. For those of you that don't know, there's a huge bay window in the studio / Will's apartment where I record this monstrosity of a podcast. And sometimes I look out the window and I notice pretty girls that walk by with their dogs. It's downtown St. Pete or downtown Miami or downtown Tampa. Who knows? It's all a mystery where I'm broadcasting from. Yeah, we could move studios tomorrow. You don't know what Will's lease is like. But every once in a while, I'll see a pretty girl walk by the window, and I'm single. And I'm a pig, I guess, what you could call it. You used to call it old-fashioned. Now I'm a sexist misogynist. I treat women pretty well, though. I treat my daughter great. I mostly ignore my ex, but, you know, that's for everybody's benefit. Her benefit and my benefit. Trust me on that. But I like women. I would eventually like to date one again. I'm not sure how to go about on that process. I've been losing weight. That should help. I've actually lost, like, 10 pounds or so in the last, like, month. Yeah, something like that, because my uncle came down, or I guess over. He came up from Houston and was here for a few days, so I went to Orlando and met up with him, and we took a helicopter ride, and they got to weigh before you got on the helicopter, you know, to be like, hey, this is how much weight we have on, so let's make sure that we're all good for these people. And I looked at the number when I stepped on the scale, and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I was heavier than I'd been in, like, the last 2 years or so. Last year or so. Like, I'll do really good. Like, I'll eat good, and I'll exercise every morning. And then something will happen. Like, I'll get off of fucking a show later. You know, I'll be podcasting late or something. It's like, oh, I'm so hungry, but I'm so tired. Fuck it, I'm just going to, you know, go to McDonald's. I'll just hit Wendy's just this once. Just one time this month. It'll be fine. It won't throw me off that much. And then I'll do it, like, again. And then it'll be, like, 4 nights in a week. I'll be like, fuck, I got to stop. But it's just so convenient. Because I'm lazy. And I get high everywhere I go. It's like, just because I'm out doing stuff doesn't mean I still have energy. Like, I'm thinking about reaching for the pipe in my bag or hitting the vape pen again. I'll probably just hit the vape pen again since it's up here. But, so, like, yeah, like, I get done doing stuff, and, you know, I drink a lot of Red Bull, but that's while I'm doing it. So, like, tonight I'm going to go out to the improv, do some open mic jokes. I'm going to get high before I go. I'll probably smoke with somebody there. And I might drink another Red Bull, and, you know, and that'll be just to keep me up and moving while I'm there, but I'm going to try to time it out so that as I'm coming down off the Red Bull, I'm leaving YBOR. Why be out in YBOR longer than you have to? And then I'll get home and I'll be sleepy, but I'll also be hungry. So what, do I want to spend, you know, 10, because I don't have like a lot of quick, easy snacks. I don't even own a microwave. So everything, it's like I have to cook everything from scratch, 15 minutes or so, you know, not long. But still, it's like, oh, do I want to spend, or I could just get something and spend that 15 minutes eating. And by the time I'm done with, you know, my food is when I would be eating if I cooked for myself. Like, it's a no fucking brainer. Of course I'm just going to go to McDonald's. It's horrible for me. I know that. It tastes good. Tastes okay. But it's like the worst shit ever for you. And you know that. And they're not losing any sleep over it. McDonald's doesn't lose sleep over how fucking terrible their food is for you. Wendy's doesn't give a fuck. And you think any of their executives, any of their top dogs are eating that shit? Hell no. Hell no. Nobody at McDonald's corporate office eats McDonald's. They couldn't tell you one item on the menu besides, like, Big Mac. And that's cheating. You take Big Mac out the equation, they can't tell you a fucking thing. But and they don't care that it's killing people. They don't care that we're, like, the fattest country ever. They just keep lowering prices. So, you guys are killing everybody. You need to put warnings on the... How about a double cheeseburger for, like, 89 cents? Well, I mean... Okay, I'll take one. Take two. Like, America's the only country that poisons their food for their people with GMOs and Monsanto and everything. Oh, hold on, vape pen. Here we go. That was for you people. Oh, I need to load more up on that. That was halfway fucking empty hit. Anyway, you know, with Monsanto and GMOs and all this shit, and they're like, oh, well, we tested it for a couple years and it didn't show any effects. Well, I mean, yeah, you did preliminary tests, and you kind of keep up on it, you kind of check up on it, but you know, you did it over a period of like a couple of years. I think a lot of the tests were done. Because, I mean, Monsanto GMOs, they've been in our food for 40 years or so. Like, I actually started looking at this. We've only been apparently bitching about it for the last two or three, four. But apparently it's been in our foods for 40 years or so. So I started looking, and it's like, yeah, but a lot of those tests were over a two-year, three-year, five-year period. A lot of them weren't over a 10 or 15, you know what I'm saying? Like, to fast-track it, they went on shorter studies. And it's not acceptable, but it's understandable because of American greed. Like I said, companies don't care. So the companies, the top dogs at the very tippity top, the ones, you know, making these decisions, yeah, of course they're going to, well, not the ones make the ones making the products, Monsanto and everything like that, they're gonna bribe some FDA guys. They're going to bribe some, like, look, we showed you over 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, everything's good, man. We can put this into mass production, feed more people than ever. We'll make so many profits. Look at all these profits. Here's some profits. And FDA pushes it through because it was safe at the time, and they do it guilt-free, you know, and letting the money ignore that, hey, what happens over a 30-year span? What happens over 32 years? Is that why there's so much cancer and obesity and mental issues and autism and children born, you know, just, you know, a lot of that shit can also just be chalked up to more people than ever. You know, it's like, oh, we're fatter than we've ever been. Like, well, we just have more people than we've ever had, too. Like, but a lot of them are fat. I'm fat. Working on it. Trying to get back down. Yeah, but America does that. They put all these poisons. They tell you it's good for you. They tell you it's nourishment. And some of it, I'm sure, some of the alterations that have been made over the years, I'm sure have added vitamins, and some of them have been good. But a lot of them, as you're starting to see now, have been bad, have been horrible. But the, you know, USA says, hey, take this food. It's poisoned. And then once you start to go, I don't think I want this poison food, they're like, well, it's been in there for a while. Oh, so that's your justification? You've been poisoning us forever? Yeah, yeah, but check it. You can still buy food without poison. Oh, okay, cool. How do we do that? You spend more money. So you can spend a little bit of money and get slowly poisoned. Or you can spend a lot more money. Some of us don't have that much more money to get organic food with no poison. You have to pay more to not be poisoned. You know how many other countries have banned Monsanto because of that? Hold on. I'm about to get a tickle in my throat talking this long solo. I'm going to get some liquid in there. Hold on. Liquid, you perverts. Stop it. Get my Red Bull. All right. I'm going to have to pause this and get some water soon. We'll see how long we can keep up the struggle, keep up the good fight. Let me do my advertisement reads. So, like I said, I don't have advertisers, but if I did, one of them would definitely be Red Bull. Gives you wings. I don't think they need me to advertise for them, though. Everybody knows Red Bull. I drink sugar-free. I think the sugar-free Red Bull tastes better than the regular Red Bull. I drink Monster sometimes just because they're so much cheaper. You can usually get the Monster 16-ounce can. You can get, like, two for five, two for four, three for five, something like that. Like most gas stations have a deal for like that. Whereas a 16-ounce Red Bull is like five and change. But the 16-ounce Red Bull just works better. Like it just does. It just works better. I get more energy off of Red Bull. I get it just a much higher high. A little bit hard of a crash, though. I don't get nearly as hard of a crash with Monster, but I do definitely get one. At least I think I do. It could just be all the weed I smoke. I got shit in. One of these days, somebody at work's going to hear this. But I don't actually say where I work. So I don't think they can fire me. I think if they try to, I might be able to have a case for it. Because I don't ever mention the name of the place that I work. I just mentioned that it's a very large corporate environment. Sorry, the Red Bull's making me burp. So Red Bull would definitely be, even with them making me burp, I love Red Bull. Red Bull would be a sponsor. I'd let Monster be a sponsor because I would just get free Monster. I prefer Red Bull, but Monster, if you're listening, I'm not going to forget about you. You're good too, man. You're good too. I'll take you too. What other sponsors would I love? Or advertisers would I want to give me money to talk about their product? Cottonelle Flushable Wipes. I think you guys, if you've heard the one with Dave Weingarten, which was the shitty podcast, I call it, only because we said shit. Shitty, shitting, some sort of variation of that. I don't know, 75% of the podcast, maybe. Like, it was a really good episode. It was fun. It always is. I love Dave Weingarten. Very funny guy. Hates me because of my long, luscious hair, and he has none. He has no hair. He's bald. But he's muscular, and he's in shape, and he has, like, a super hot wife. So I think he's still winning overall. He has a better job, better car, a house. Yeah, I think he's, yeah, just because I have hair, but I'm still pudgy. I'm single. I'm living in a shit-ass one-bedroom apartment, driving a car that has just started making a very odd noise that I have no intention of fixing because I just can't. I just got to hope that it doesn't explode in the next year and a half while I try to pay off my fucking car. I need to hit, like, a lottery. I don't want to hit a lottery for billions either. Like, people say, like, oh, man, I would love to win, like, you know, $186 million, $200 million, $1 billion. Like, dude, I do not want all that fucking money. That is entirely too much money. Like, do the headaches that would come along with that? Because you got to think, man, like, when you get money like that, that's money. That's fucking, that's come out the woodwork because I think I'm your relative money. That's the relatives that you do have. Dude, any family beef is immediately dropped. Like, it's all love. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. And, you know, it's too much, dude. I wouldn't be able to, because you can't give money to some and then not to others, and then you'll give it to some and not to others, and the ones you don't give it to will be mad, and the ones you give to, you won't, you know, give enough, and it'll just go on and on. And I hope you guys aren't picking this up, like, Will's neighbors. Somebody's, like, talking outside the door or around his door fairly loud, and I can kind of hear it sometimes. I hope it's not picking up for you guys. Yeah, when you have that many millions of dollars, it's just, it's fucking, it's stressful. Like, plus I worry about people trying to kidnap me, people, you know, fake creditors, because I'm not super fucking smart. Like, I'm smart about some shit, but, you know, a lot of times I'm just not that, I'm not super fucking bright. Like, I'm gonna, when it comes to shit, like, if a bunch of creditors called me, or somebody able to get a hold of some of my information, and be like, you owe this, this, and this, for these reasons, like, yeah, like, I do kind of have some bad credit. I know I owe some people. I don't really remember what all for. I did a lot of drugs back in the day. So somebody would probably get me. I'd end up giving my address to the wrong person. Oh, shit. This could go bad. I might have to try to pause before weird noises start happening. So I'm pausing. All right. Sorry about that. My computer is old and janky. I got to get another one. And the screen just went dark on me. So I was worried that I was going to start making the weird noises that Will's does. And I want you guys to have to put up with that. I hope it didn't do it. It might have, and I don't even know. What was that? See, and then I forgot what I was talking about. Just moments ago. Yeah, I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. Holy shit. Like, I mean, I'm sure it happens to other people, but do you hate it when that happens, when you're sitting there and you stop for just a moment? Just one quick moment, your attention is drawn somewhere else, and then that's fucking it. It's over. You got nothing left. Absolutely nothing. You're just like, and even as I'm doing this, all I'm doing is stalling, trying to, like, think back to what the fuck was I just talking about. Oh, lottery. Okay. Ha. Took me a while. But yeah, so if you win that much money, then, you know, you're, like I said, people coming out the woodwork, family members, people trying to scam you, you know, these, oh, I just need this much money to invest in this, people, you know, telling you stock tips, and dude, kidnapping. Like, I'm sorry, but if you win $200 million, or what was the lottery like last year, like, or the year before, it was like $4 billion or something. Let's say one person wins that. If they win even, you know, a portion of that, you know, after tax and everything, they get, you know, $750 million. That's $750 million. That's the better part, you know, close to $1 billion. That's money long enough to change your life and the lives of those you forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. You can move to islands, change your, you can buy islands. You can buy countries for that type of money. And so you think that people won't fucking take the thought to kidnap you? Anybody getting close to you, is it really, you know, is this somebody that's really my friend, or are they just snuggling up closer because I got all this fucking money now? Nah. If I won the lottery, I'd get myself out of debt. throw a little bit to some immediate, like, blood family. Hook up a couple people's kids with, like, hey, here's, you know, 20 grand in a bank account for your, you know, 8-year-old. They can't touch it till they're 18. It's for, you know, I'll set it up for, like, a little college fund or whatever, like a little trust. Nothing big, just enough to help them. You know, I'm not going to completely take care of anybody, but, you know, help out the kids, throw a little bit of money to family, and then get myself out of debt, and the rest is going to, like, charities and shit. Like, get it the fuck away from me, you know, and I'll probably, and another thing is I would probably lose, God, dozens of friends. I would lose dozens of friends. People would be so pissed, especially if they were less left off the money list. I'd just be like, look, dude, I only, you know, gave it to close blood. We're like, we're so close. We ought to be blood. Like, I met you like a year ago, 2 years ago, didn't I? That's not the point, man. We've had epic talks. Like, bitch, we've hung out 8 times. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so you would lose just tons of friends, you know, but whatever, man, I'd be happier. And if I could keep my name and face out the paper, like, ideally, I would win a big enough lottery to get me out of debt, get me a nicer car, so I could just start traveling, just get on the fucking road. Just get out there, fucking, but I don't want, like, my name and my face in the paper, because I would hate to try to be a comedian. I would hate to try to be a comedian, and that's what you have to compete with. You have to compete with the fact that you want a fucking, like, life-changing, life-altering amount of money, and that's what people know you for. They're like, oh, there's that dude that's a fucking billionaire. Why is he here telling me jokes? Because it's going to change every, like, your entire set is going to have to revolve, or at least a good portion of it. Nobody's going to want to hear you come in and not address the fact that you're a millionaire. Like, I think David Spade, on one of his, like, most recent specials, talked about being rich and, you know, some of the bad things that go along. And he's had some shit happen. Like, he had that the fucking assistant, like, tased him or some shit. Like, tried to kidnap him. I don't know, something that I should look it up. And I'm trying to load up another hit onto my vape pen so I can get more mind altered. And I'm going to smoke a joint when I get out to Wyborn to do comedy. Comedy. So let me load that up in there. And let me look this up. Because I know something happened to David Spade. David Spade, assist, I can't spell David Spade, I'm just going to assist him, Google that and see what happens. Yeah, it's this dude that kind of looks like a broke man's Chris Parley, attacked by employee, current employee, David Skippy Malloy attack. He was his personal assistant. And David said he also was a close friend. He beat him and zapped him with a stun gun while David Spade slept. Huh. That's weird. Oh, and then look at this. Google why David Spade and Eddie Murphy didn't talk for 20 years. You know what, guys? I'm going to give you a little background information, a little secret. This is some industry inside gossip that I learned from my father. Because for those of you who pay attention to the show, know that my father was a stand-up comedian for 20 plus years, toured the country, you know, did some gigs in the Bahamas and stuff like that, and cruise ships, and was one of the original outlaws of comedy with Bill Hicks and Kennison and LeBove and all them out of Houston. So my dad tells me this story about how Eddie Murphy, you know, great stand-up comedian, one of the funniest stand-up comedians ever. When he's getting his audition for Saturday Night Live, gets a team of people to write, help him write his characters, help him write his, and that happens. People, you know, when you get to that level, you have writers and you have, you know, maybe not people that write your act, but people that help you write. You know, like, you bounce ideas off of, especially for shit like that. You do. And he has this team of writers, and they write the audition for SNL. He goes in there. He absolutely fucking destroys it. And then he ditches all his writers. Like, as soon as he gets the audition, he gets rid of all of them. He's like, no, it was just me. It was my time. I did this. So I don't know, you know. I'm not going to say that my father was besties with Eddie Murphy. And, like, you know, my dad had a modicum of success, but he had enough where I might believe that. He also told me a story about Chris Rock, but hold on. As for you, America or greater Dunedin area, whoever listens to my podcast, this is for you. Ooh, I might be done with that. I might have to switch smoking techniques here, which is fine. I have tons of ways. Supposedly somebody once upon a time before Chris Rock was Chris Rock, probably before even New Jack City, he was at a club in, I want to say it was Georgia. Can't remember where. It was like an all-black club, an urban room, as they say now, to not offend anybody. The urban room. But he's at a black club, and he used to do this joke. And if you've seen his first special, what's the first one? Damn it. Bring the Pain? No. Is that the first one? That might be. Anyway, you see his first special, the one where he talks about, you know, don't vote for smack, vote for crack, about Mary and Barry being on heroin and everything. he went in the club, and he used to have a joke about, loves black people, can't stand niggas. And it's this great joke about just, you know, how, you know, black people are wonderful, black people are amazing, you know, you live next to niggas, you can't check your mail without your TV getting stolen. Great bit, long great bit. But I guess he went to this club, and he was kind of getting known, and the club owner said, look, don't do that joke here. You know, what, excuse me? He's like, we have an all-black club, all-black audience, black comics, like, we're, you know, black clubs, black community. They're I don't know if they're going to like that joke. We don't want you to do it. And when they persisted, he persisted to pull out his penis, shake it at them, shake it at the club, and just be like, you don't tell me. Well, they also threatened that he would never work again. Well, I got to pause you guys. I'm sorry. Hold on. All right. I am back. Oh, sorry about that. Let me get. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah. Ooh, man, I couldn't breathe. I was starting to die. But yeah, no, so they told Chris Rock, if you do that joke, you'll never work in this town again. And he pulled out his penis and shook it at him and was like, ha, so I think of you, your club, your threats. And, you know, I don't remember that guy's name, but I know Chris Rock is one of the greatest to ever do it, greatest to ever live it. So you see who won there. I mean, he probably did sabotage himself for a little while at least, but I think in the end, in the long run, when everything was said and done, Chris Rock came out ahead. Here's something I was talking to one of my friends about. Complete change of subject, just because I had like a little sheet of paper in case I couldn't remember what I wanted to talk about today. Which, by the way, back to my advertisers that I want. I want Cottonelle baby wipes. Flushable baby wipes, flushable wet wipes, whatever you want to call them. It's fucking amazing. Whoever decided all those years ago that just because at a certain age we can shit for ourselves that we should no longer have our butts wiped with a damp, clean cloth. You're a fucking idiot. It is amazing. I will not poo. I will not sit on a toilet unless I know that I'm going to have some flushable wet wipes within reach. At work, I shit in the handicap stall. You know what? I don't care. There's four bathrooms. We got one handicap dude. I'll roll the dice that I don't ruin his day. I'll roll the dice on that. I can reach, maybe because I'm taller, maybe just because of great design of the bathroom, but I can reach the paper towel dispenser, pull out a paper towel, then reach back to the sink. I can reach both of them. So I can pull a paper towel, wet it, all while I'm still sitting on the toilet. I do have to lean a little bit. And then I can just get a nice, I can even turn the water to warm a little bit, let it run a second, get a nice warm wipe on my backside. It's an industrial strength commercial fucking toilet. I'm sure the lines can take some paper towels, one a day. I don't get crazy with it. I don't do 5, 10, 15. Do one. Wet it first, do what I got to do, toss it in. They'll live with it. Like, if you're not shitting like that, I just don't understand what you're doing with your life. You're just dry wiping. You're just living life with a dry wipe, man. It's not as clean as you could get. I don't care how many times you wipe yourself. You can wipe yourself as much as you want. Then you follow it up with a wet wipe, you're going to see more. You're going to be like, wow, that's even cleaner. I like to go wet wipe, then dry. Because I like the wet wipe to get me clean, but I'm not going to walk around with a wet booty crack all day. That just feels weird. Someone take care of that. But I mean, like, it's just so good. How could you not do it? How could you not do it? How is pooping? I mean, who even decided that? Like, who decided that? Like, I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast, and he's talking about how vegans are like, humans are the only ones that drink milk from other animals. Well, who decided that we should stop drinking milk? It's delicious. It's good for you. I mean, I could see not drinking from our mother's breast, but fuck, pump. Have a fucking mother pump. If you really love your child, pump for life. Mothers are going to kill me. Somebody's here. I just heard a knock on the door in the middle of my podcast. Well, not the middle. We're wrapping up towards the end. Probably got about 10 minutes to go left if Will wants to make that apparent. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm probably yelling too loud. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Somebody's here. This is situation's tense. Now Will just walked outside to talk to him. I can't tell if it was a guy or a girl. It might have been a girl. Might be messing up Will's love life. This is what happens when... It's all right. Eventually, I'll get my own stuff. You guys won't have to worry about it. I'll just be doing this in my living room. Totally comfortable. In my underwear. You won't know I'm in my underwear. But I will be. I might tell you about it anyway. So those are my sponsors. Red Bull, I want you to sponsor me. If you're listening, Monster, I'll take you. Cottonelle Soft Flushable Wipes for taking a Duke. Those will be my sponsors. And my life will be... I don't even need money from y'all. Just give me free product. Just give me free product, and I will advertise this shit out of you all day. I'm going to put away... I got illegal narcotics sitting out, and I have no idea who is at the door, so I'm going to put that away. I don't know if they can hear me. Probably. I wonder, like, how... I wonder if Will's neighbors can hear, like, how often we do this. Because it's not a great big apartment. It's a decent apartment, but it's not huge. Take one more hit of this pen before I put it away. Will's back in. He doesn't look happy. I think I destroyed his love life. Oh, now the pen's hitting. Son of a bitch. But here's something I was talking to my friend about. And this will probably, maybe this will coast us out. We'll see what happens. Because we said something about aliens, and I kind of talked about this last week with John. So if you listen to last week's episode with John Jacobs, we touched on this a little bit. I'm gonna try to hit some things that we didn't hit last week. I believe in aliens, for those that didn't hear it, for those that don't know. I do. I believe in aliens. I believe there's got to be another life form out there, but there's a lot of theories, and we're like, why, you know, and let's just say realistically that the people in Arizona who say they were picked up and probed by big gray men, let's just say that's bullshit. let's just say there has been no, even though there was that, and maybe aliens been on my mind because we got that weird message the other day and we're not sure what it was. At least I haven't seen what it was. I'll go to CNN while I'm saying this, but there's like a weird message received from space the other day. I should have just stayed on Google. All right, I'm just going to stay on Google and just go, forget. It was the search for extraterrestrial life. SETI signal. Yeah, so SETI, search for extraterrestrial, intelligence maybe. But they're the ones like if they're looking for any sort of message, and they said they received one. Alien life or just noise, how they're making sense of the signal we're receiving. That's on the 29th. Extraterrestrial intelligence. Dun, 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 dun. Mystery solved. Strange alien signal finally traced. Did it really come from a star? So let's try that one. It was a Russian military satellite 2 days ago. That's what one says. So let's see. We'll just click on this. But you see there, like, we're always looking for aliens. And so let's just say, so that one's not, did it really come from a star? So let's just say no. Wait, that one says it was, I don't know. Well, let me see here. Previous reports suggest astronomers thought it came from a sun-like star. Right there it is. Sun-like star with only 95 light years away from Earth, meaning the signals have been traveling since 22. Fans of aliens were titillated. SAO, Russian, said nonetheless it was just one of those interesting yet unverified discoveries. Huh. So apparently the Russians saw it first. But it's not saying this article. I don't know. But look into it. But anyway, let's just assume, like I said, no alien contact, right? Do you blame them? Look at the rate which we kill ourselves. Look at the rate which we... we have issues in America that would make me not want to live in America if I was an alien. I wouldn't want to visit us, and we're supposed to be one of the advanced nations, one of the most advanced nations. But right now, we're letting a presidential race come down to... a lying sociopath in Hillary Clinton, and a racist xenophobe in Donald Trump. And we're just going to pick one of those two. You know, there's a lot of people who don't even know who Gary Johnson is, who is a liberal candidate, who I'll be voting for. I've talked about him before. He's, you know, down the middle, the compromise candidate, they're calling him, because he has things that both sides of the fence can agree on. But, you know, getting away from that, most of the country is still like, oh, I have to choose one of these two horrible options. They're not even, like, trying to learn about what else they could do, because both of these choices are so bad, they're just accepting one of those. But yet Colin Kaepernick is like, you know what, I'm not going to get up for the national anthem because of the racism in the country. And we lost our fucking mind. America lost their mind. So many fucking Americans, like, they want his head chopped off. And it's like, well, you make all these millions cry, baby. It's like, well, yeah, because he makes these millions, because he's a football player, because he's out in the public eye, is why you're seeing this demonstration, is why you're talking about it. But now we're talking about the social issue. We were talking about it before. This is how he's choosing to do it. And he came out and clarified it's not against the troops. Right now, this is against racial oppression. And granted, he may not have been oppressed, but you still don't know what he went through just because, you know, he was adopted by some people that had a little bit of money. Just because he, you know, his family had a little bit of money doesn't mean that the schools he went to, they may have been nicer, but there were still kids that were talking shit to him because he looked different, because he was, you know, I think he's mixed, he looks Arabic. You know, like, he still had to go through shit. Like, you don't know what it's like. It's not, I think, like, James Harrison is telling him to shut up, but James Harrison's, he's so fucking old school, I love him. If you're an alien and you're looking down on this and we're fighting over the dumbest shit in the world and you see other countries and, you know, you're seeing safe space and you're seeing PC and you're seeing that, you know, instead of, you know, we're spending millions and billions of dollars on a military to try to learn how to kill people better. We can already, somebody sitting in Washington, D.C. can type some shit into a keyboard, use a joystick, and kill somebody on the other side of the world. Same time, instant, boom, as it's happening. We can wipe out entire nations. But we're continuously trying to find new ways to kill people. We're trying to find new ways to master war. We got 13 different types of boner pills for if you can't get your penis erect. Still can't figure out a cure to the common cold. Cancer, running rampant. We have a plant that's been proven to fight cancer, anxiety. It's an anti-inflammatory. It fights nausea. It helps with all these magical things. Everybody knows we're prone of marijuana, but, you know, just strictly from a scientific standpoint. But because a bunch of years ago, people that, it was going to take away from their money decided to make it illegal. And now the things that you take that are supposed to, nothing that they have right now cures cancer, treats cancer. Chemo knocks it back and hopefully it stays in remission. But a lot of people that take chemo end up taking it more than once in their life. Bottom line, it's multiple. And it kills you, it poisons you. And so again, you're paying the government to poison you. When you have a natural plant that's not poisonous, that has all these great medical benefits, but the government hasn't figured out a way that they're going to profit on it yet, or at least they weren't at the time, so you're done with that. You're done. No more of that. So you're looking at it as an alien race, as somebody that's mastered space travel, who can travel hundreds of light years, huge expanses of space and time that, you know, you can barely fathom. It'd be like an ant who was able to build a ship that was slightly bigger than your hand and was able to get from, you know, a building in Tampa, Florida, to a building in Moscow in a little under an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the technology that this alien race has, to be able to come from whatever planet they are that we can't even see them right now to get to us. Would you want to come to a planet like that? Would you want to come, like, as an adult, would you want to go hang out in a room full of fucking, like, coked-out five-year-olds? That's pretty much what humans are. We're coked-out five-year-olds. We fight amongst each other, kill amongst each other. We get mad at each other for the wrong things. We don't pay attention to the right things until it's too late. Everything's, you know, it's reaction. We're not proactive. We're reactive, you know. And it's not everybody, of course. I'm speaking in generalities. But when you're looking down, if an alien's looking down, they're looking at generalities. So they're out there. I absolutely believe in aliens. And I absolutely believe that they don't want to fucking talk to us. They do not want to talk to us. They're probably doing things, if they've made contact on this earth, they've probably made contact in ways that are actually fucking up us getting out there because they do not want to deal with us. They're like, oh, we gotta send somebody down. We gotta make it look like we don't exist. We gotta do something to spoil this. We cannot let these guys get out here. They will fuck up everything. It's like if we could figure out how to go up into like the hills of fucking like, I said Kentucky last time, so I'll just stick with it. But like the hills of Kentucky with the Appalachian Mountain people, or that's Pennsylvania, whatever. And just make sure that they never came out of that region. We never had to worry about them fucking up our nice area. We would do that. I'm sure there's already been, you know, situations. Like, we make shit, you know, so they can't afford to come out of there. Well, that's kind of what the aliens did. They just made it so we can't fucking leave Earth. We can't leave our little area. You know, we get this area. We get, you know, our Earth and our nine planets. Now that Pluto's a planet again. Whoop, whoop. Shout out to Pluto. Loyal listener. Long time. First episode. Love you, Pluto. yeah, we have a really powerful tower. We get this all the way up to Pluto in space. You know, but so we get this little area, we get out to Pluto, we can kind of hear and we can kind of see things, but we're just not allowed to go outside of our area. It's like, I just said something with the hill people can talk to you. It's more like being a little kid. Like, you can play, you know, you have your house and your mom will let you go play out in the sandbox, but you got to come back to the house. Or you can go play out by the tree, but you got to come back to the house. You're allowed to go to the edge of the yard. You're allowed to go to the fence and look over the fence. You can look down the street. You might be able to hear the kids up the street playing. You might be able to hear a dog down the other way barking. But you're not allowed to jump the fence. You're not allowed to go out of your yard. You got to stay mostly in your house. Occasionally, you can take little trips out to the yard, but then right back to the house. That's what we're like. We're that little kid. Aliens are two blocks up. Living the fucking good life. No disease, no pain. Just swimming around and just having sex with each other and just living a wonderful life. No complications, no worries. Oh, it must be great. Hopefully aliens will hear this. Hopefully they'll be like, you know what, some of these people are okay. Let's take these guys back. And let's take these ones. Let's take these fistful of cool ones, this fistful of nice ones that we like. These ones seem reasonable. They seem rational. We'll take them back to outer space. We'll hang out with these guys. The rest of these fucking savages can stay on this dying fucking planet next to this exploding star. I wonder if cryogenics are anytime soon. Because I'd like to be frozen cryogenically and then just woken up in like 100 years and just see where we're at. Just be like, oh, aliens still haven't come by, huh? Still get disease, war, crime, rape, violence, racism, sexism. Okay, well, put me back in. See you in 100 years. I mean, I wonder at what point. Because, like, we've been a society pretty long. You know, it's... And I think for the most part, we can recognize why racism and sexism and homophobia and transphobia and all the phobias and all the isms. We can recognize why they're wrong. So why are they still out there? Why do they still exist? How does that happen? Like, we should just be able to recognize shitty people for shitty people and not have it. And... But see, what you do is you see a bunch of shitty people in whatever area that all happen to be the same race because we all still have this tribe mentality. We all need to hang out with people that are similar to us. So we hang out with people that are similar to us. We get in these tribes. And then if, you know, this tribe of people happen to be shitty, it might not have anything to do with their race, religion, creed. It's just could be the area they grew up in. Could just be shitty people hanging out with shitty people. But now you see this fistful of shitty people that all look the same. So not every time you see somebody that looks like that, that's a shitty person. And it's a self-defense mechanism that goes back to when we're animals. Hey, this animal tried to eat me the last time I saw it. I see something like this animal again. I need to run. But we're not like that anymore. It's not animals. We don't need to fucking, you know, do that to survive. It's fucking, we don't need to do anything to survive. Like I said earlier, wrapping all the way around to the beginning of the podcast, what a fucking callback. We don't even have to talk to people anymore to survive. All we literally have to do is have a computer or a cell phone. We can text and get online and order food and order clothes and pay bills and do whatever we have to do without ever leaving the comfort of our home. We don't have to look at people and be like, oh, every time I see one of you, this happened. We don't have to do that anymore. Shit's changed. We're civilized. Act like it. God damn it, people. Humanity, I'm talking to you. Act like you've been there before. This ain't your first time, bitches. So let me get my plugs in. Since I think I started it at the beginning of the podcast and then completely trailed off. What else was I going to talk about today? Oh, The only other thing I really wanted to talk about real quick while we got a few minutes left is that Apple. And this kind of goes back to greedy corporations. Apple's not going to have a headphone jack on the iPhone 7. And by the time you hear this, you're going to already know this generally. Like everybody's by the end of this sentence, everybody's going to know this, and that'll be before the podcast even gets released. But it's not going to have a jack, and it just goes to further show how evil corporations are, because it's already iffy, janky if you're going to use a non-Apple product like with an app. Like if you buy a generic charger, it may or may not work for a long period of time. You know, it'll work jankily for, you know, a month, 2 months, whatever the case is. But it's not good. Like, so you have to buy Apple. You cannot go out. And now they're doing it to where, like, oh, any headphones yet? No, we're done with that. Now you have to upgrade your headphones. Like, you just have to keep upgrading and try to keep up with their upgrades. And it's like, it's so unnecessary. It's so unnecessary. It's just another way for them to force you to make money. But it's like, oh, well, I'm sure there's a great excuse as to why they're doing it. They'll always give us great excuses or features as to, well, don't worry about that. Well, we're going to overcome this with this, but check out this new feature we gave you. Now you can link up telepathically by just having this little chip implanted behind your eye. Like, you know what I'm saying? They'll keep giving us features until we don't care. Until we don't care about all the bad shit, and they distract us with shiny nickels and quarters, and you know, and the world as a whole has just become a giant child who wants to be distracted by things, which is a callback to the alien talk. That's too. I can't. I'm done. I've done so many callbacks. I have to stop. So I actually am going to stop, but I am going to do, I'm going to do my dates. So hold on. Let me get where's my cell phone? Because this has my calendar in it. This has where I'm going to be. I have a couple dates. I think one of them's tomorrow, so you guys can't see that. But one of them will be, so when this comes out, it'll actually be tomorrow for you guys. You can come to DualSet, DULCET, americas.com. I'm opening for the very, 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 very funny Mr. Ron Hortman. And then in October, I will be at R Beach on the 29th. Oh, and on the, actually, I think it's the 29th of this month, or it might be the 28th. The 29th or 28th of this month, you will be able to see me along with several other people at the Roast of Kyle Roos. And let me find, there it is, September 28th. I'm going to try to get to the list on this. But yeah, I just did a roast too, and it was so much fun. So let's see. It's going to be me, Daniel Figueroa, Chris Mattson, I've got to have on here, so funny. Greg Maxwell is one of my favorite fucking comedians, dude. He's so funny. John Jacobs, who was here last week. Justin Kupo. Of course, again, Kyle Roos, my producer, Will Coons, we're all going to be tearing shit up, roasting Kyle for his birthday. Have so much fun with that. I do love Kyle, but I do love talking shit on his little fucking gnome ass, too. So he can take it, though. He's a big boy. He's a good sport. So, yeah, we'll be doing that on the 28th of September. So definitely, you know, check that out. If you can come out, make it out, because that'll be off the hook, good time, retarded fun. God, we used to do roasts. We did like 6 roasts in probably like in less than a year. Like I spent so much time and effort talking horrible, disgusting shit on my friends, and I took a bunch of years off, and I've done it again recently, and I had a lot of fun doing it. So we're definitely gonna do it again in a couple weeks, and it's gonna be a blast. And hopefully. Yeah, we'll get a good crop for that. I don't know where it's going to be. So pay attention to that. But pay attention to my Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook, James Bailey, haha. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And don't forget my mom's favorite Facebook page, my mom's favorite podcast, the Facebook page, my mom's favorite podcast. Come check that out. Listen to us. It's fun. It's a great time. Yeah, and then just come check out my dates. Guys, thank you very much for listening. Like I said, let me know what you think. If you want me to have guests back on, if you don't want to listen to me ramble for a fucking hour and 3 minutes and almost die because I was smoking weed and didn't have proper fucking thirst-quenching materials about, so I had to pause it so I didn't die. But I continued on. I soldiered on for you guys like a fucking champion. yeah, let me know what you think. Did you like it like this? Do you want more guests? Do you want me more doing this? Let me know. You know, and I'll keep doing them by myself if that's what you like. Until then, my mom's favorite podcast on Facebook, James Bailey, haha. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, guys,
Call your mama. She worries. She misses you. Call her. Oh, no volume. There it is. So sorry. Fucked around, caught me a big my bass for real. Did it by my goddamn self. The red dirt shake when I take one step for real. My outfit keep that stripping. Game so sweet it's like cornbread jipping. Scarface whipping, smoking on crippin'. Keep a fine face and some long legs whipping. I'm in the hood by my goddamn self. Smoking on that wood by my goddamn self. I'm out the J's like I should by my goddamn self.